incredible crimes committed in Russia and elsewhere. There are some crimes which were committed which seem impossible to commit, and yet they were committed. You may wonder how police could be fooled to the point where none of them could figure out the crime, at least when the crime was committed, but even experts in a field can be fooled from time to time. Take Penn and Teller for example. They are the foremost experts in the art of magic, and yet every once in a while, a magician comes on their show and they are fooled as to how the trick was accomplished. Some of the stuff happening in Russia is incredible. When one thinks of thieves stealing something, we usually think of something small or maybe a car. What would you think if I told you there have been bridges stolen in Russia? I don't know how they do it without getting caught, but they do. They steal the bridges for the metal which is worth money. A rail bridge went missing in Murmansk. The bridge was over 75 feet long and weighed 56 tons, and yet no one reported seeing it being dismantled. Were they afraid to say anything, or perhaps they thought it was a construction company or government workers working on the bridge? One of the reasons no one thought anything of it being removed could have been the fact the bridge had been disused years ago. Another bridge in Russia in Khabarovsk was also stolen, and this was even a bigger heist. This bridge weighed in at 200 tons. When authorities were asked how this could have happened without someone noticing, they said it must have happened at night. You mean to say no one drives at night over the bridge? Even though the next crime doesn't fit since the crook has been caught, I have to tell you about this bizarre theft, which again occurred in Russia. A thief decided he could make some money by stealing a mile of road. He went about tearing up the road and was able to load in into three truckloads. Unfortunately for him, the police noticed the road was missing and caught him driving a truck with part of the road in it. These types of crimes might indicate people in Russia need help in trying to survive. I would hate to see that happen here. Can you imagine traveling to a bridge and it was no longer there, or going onto a road and some of it was missing? I think I can say we might have more sophisticated criminals here than Russia has. Somehow criminals were able to steal a container from Grozny, Chechnya, inside Russia. The thieves found a container and stole it without knowing what was in it. One would have thought since it was a chemical company, they stole it from they would have been careful. But apparently one opened the container and handled the contents. He died within 30 minutes. The container contained radioactive material. Whether the other criminals were harmed I don't know, but if they stood around the container as it was opened, they may have been doomed. Russia has a long history of having incredible things being stolen which one might think was impossible. In the early 18th century, the artists Schluter and Wolfram built the Amber Room for the King of Prussia. It was a large room which had decorative amber panels and was called the Eighth Wonder of the World. Prussian gave it as a gift to Tsar Peter the Great. The room was dismantled, and after World War II it was reported missing. A few people think it was destroyed, but most think it was stolen and still exists. In case anyone thinks I am picking on Russia, I am not. There have been huge crimes committed right here in our own country. Know how you see those commercials about having your home stolen right out from under you? This actually happened to the Empire State Building in New York City. It is said to be the biggest heist in US history, since at the time the building had a value of $2 billion. It only took 90 minutes for this to happen. A reporter from the Daily News did it to show how easy it was for someone to commit this type of crime. He then produced a deed with his name on it, but immediately he deeded it back to its owners. When Stalin was the leader of the Soviet Union, he wanted to create a thriving community on Natsino Island. He did this by rounding up thousands of people and putting them on a small island in the Ob River in Siberia. To make matters even worse, these people were city dwellers who had been kidnapped from Moscow. Stalin wanted to take all the undesirables in the Soviet Union and eventually put them in remote places in Siberia where they would become self-sufficient. Natsino was the showcase for his attempt. The people had no food, tools or even shelter. It was cold, very cold, and snowed a lot, and when it wasn't snowing it had frost. rain and freezing winds. If you tried to escape, you were shot. When the people were starving, they began slicing bits off humans and eating them. Stalin was the biggest monster and criminal of all. Since I am talking mostly about Russian criminals, I have to mention Mikhail Viktorovich Popkov. He was known as the werewolf and the Angersk maniac. Before I go any further, I guess we are the last ones to talk about serial killers in other countries, but this guy was particularly brutal. He was convicted in 2018 of 56 homicides, but police felt he had also committed at least another 59, making the serial killers here look like amateurs. People wanted him executed, but Russia has no capital punishment. He believed his wife was an adulteress, so he decided to kill women, and he did. There was one exception when he killed a policeman. He gained the name the werewolf because after he killed his victims, he must have felt their punishment was not enough, so he would severely mutilate their bodies. Criminals exist everywhere, and since the 20th century, the serial killers who have individually killed the most people are Pedro Lopez, who came from either South or Central America and is suspected of killing over 300 people, and Luis Garavito, who also comes from either South or Central America and is suspected of killing about the same amount of people as Lopez.